Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 44. This episode is brought to you by the Global Workspace Association. This is Jamie Russo. Thanks for listening. If you're starting a workspace, we are kicking off a series of what we call flight groups to help you avoid making all the mistakes you'd make trying to do this by yourself. Save your time and money with our expert guidance. If you'd like more info, text 44222 and then reply to the text with the phrase flight group, and that's F-L-I-G-H-T group. We have one spot left for our group kicking off on April 1st, so get your phone out right now if you're interested and send that text to 44222 and then respond to that text with the phrase flight group. So today we're going to do a slightly different episode. I'm not doing an interview. I am going to give an overview of a report issued by Liquid Space at the end of 2016 called the Flexible Office Report. So I kept opening it on my computer to read it and couldn't get to it because, well, I love podcasts because I love to listen to my content while I'm driving or walking the dogs or going for a run. So I just wasn't getting to it. And then I had a light bulb that if maybe I was having a hard time making time to read it, then I should do my audience a favor and give them the highlights. So we're going to dive right into that. We will include the link to the report and all the notes that I'm reading here in the show notes at everythingcoworking.com/44. So for a little bit of context, Liquid Space is a platform where one can find meeting space by the hour or workspace by the month or for any term up to 3 years. They have over 2,800 workspace listings on their website and an app, and they have facilitated over 3 million transactions for over 64,000 teams. So it's an active platform. If you are operating a workspace or opening a workspace, make sure you take a look, because you should consider getting listed if you're interested in attracting new members or meeting room bookings. So here are some key takeaways from the report. And the report is not about their company, it's about the industry and kind of what they're seeing out there based on the transactions on their platform, which is a huge sample size. So it's really helpful that they issued this report. So while co-working is the hot industry term, flexible office space includes more than just co-working. So Liquid Space reports that over 30% of the public listings on their platform come from private businesses who are sharing their extra space. And I think this is an interesting insight and a shift that we've seen happening more recently. So they also report that landlords are jumping in, and the amount of direct landlord space doubled in the last year and now accounts for 7% of the publicly available supply. So another shift happening there where it's not flexible workspace operators leasing space from a landlord and then listing on Liquid Space. We're seeing landlords with space making it flexible, probably making it a smaller floor plate, or taking sort of challenging pieces to lease and making them into meeting rooms or workspace that they put on the platform. So definitely a trend to keep in mind. So the report focuses on this a fair amount, seeming to highlight that this is a significant shift on the supply side and will be a new segment of competition on the supply side. Certainly, probably a different approach. Like the direct landlord space probably doesn't have a community manager. It may be a floor plate that's more for a, you know, a large team that doesn't fit into a co-working space. But it's interesting that this segment is becoming bigger, sort of fits between sort of the co-working model and the traditional commercial real estate model. So the report breaks down flexible space users by segment, which is interesting. So probably not a huge surprise. Tech users make up 41% of the users, consulting next at 24%, finance at 10%, media at 7%, real estate at 6%, marketing at 4%, nonprofit at 4%, accounting at 4%. So the report highlights that it's not just freelancers looking for flexible shared workspace. Liquid Space reports that 40% of the demand in the Liquid Space network is for spaces to accommodate teams of 5 and more. So 12% of teams are looking for space for 15 and up, and numerous companies are searching to accommodate 100 plus employees. So I think that's also an interesting shift and something to keep in mind if you're opening a space or if you're a landlord thinking about how to manage extra space that you have in your assets. There's definitely demand outside of the freelancer community, we're seeing the corporate usage pick up and teams of five plus really getting into the flexible space demand. So on page 10 of the report, and we'll include an image of this in the show notes, the report has a helpful bar chart comparing average rents per city by major city. And the footnote explains the data. Average rental rates are calculated by dividing the asking rental rate by the maximum capacity of each space. When no spaces are available, prices are based on historical averages. So some of this data may be a little funky based on how it's calculated, because some of it surprised me a little bit. So New York City, not a surprise, tops the chart at almost $700 per person. Philadelphia and San Francisco are next. The Philly kind of surprised me at almost $600 per person. And then even more surprising, Seattle and Tampa are close behind San Francisco. And then Dallas and Houston are the lowest at a little less than $200 per person, which seemed odd because I don't think of those markets as being so secondary or tertiary that they'd be so much lower. So this seems a little bit surprising. One explanation might be for that this sort of wide range of inventory on liquid space may include desk rent and office rent. So desk rent at $200 a person in a market like Dallas may make sense. So if it skews toward desk rent in the calculations, that would certainly lower the per person price compared to a market where there's a lot of office density. So that's kind of the end of the highlights for the report. Again, we'll post a download link to the report in the show notes at everythingcoworking.com/44. And in our next episode, we will cover highlights from another report recently released by an industry player, DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions, also including industry data, but focusing more on meeting room and virtual office use and communication service revenue. So until next time, thanks again for listening.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.